Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines: President Drupadi Murmu appeals women legislators to promote women working in various fields of life. World Tuberculosis Day being celebrated today. Health Minister JP Nadda says united efforts of citizens can create TB Mukt Bharat. Nagaland observes World Tuberculosis Day. And total of 166 villages in Nagaland declared TB free. Now the news in detail. President Drupadi Murmu today appealed to women legislators to always be ready to promote women working in various fields of life. She said that when women empower each other, our society will become stronger and more sensitive. She was addressing the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur.
मैं विधायक बहनों से अनुरोध करती हूं कि आप सब जीवन के हर क्षेत्र में कार्यरत अन्य सभी बहनों को अपने आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सदैव तत्पर रहें। जब आप सभी बहनें राज्य में विभिन्न क्षेत्र में कार्यरत महिलाओं को आगे बढ़ाएंगी तो उन महिलाओं पर सबका ध्यान जाएगा और उनके विकास में मार्ग प्रशस्त होगी।
Addressing the function, the president said the task of connecting people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on 24th March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest and Deliver. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today called for people to reaffirm their commitment to eliminating TB and improving health outcomes for vulnerable populations on the occasion of World Tuberculosis Day. In a social media post, the minister highlighted the steps taken by the government in combating this disease, including the National TB Elimination Program, the India 100 Days TB Elimination Campaign, and doubling financial support to TB patients to 1,000 rupees per month under Nikshaya Poshan Yojana. Mr. Nadda extended gratitude to all healthcare workers delivering comprehensive support to TB patients. World Tuberculosis Day was observed today across various districts of Nagaland. A state-level event was held at the Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, Kohima. The program featured extemporary speech and poster painting competition among the NIMSR students. In her address, Additional Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, S. Dainu, emphasized the continued heavy burden of TB, particularly on the poor and vulnerable populations. She said, a holistic approach by all sectors along with strong political commitment and support by civil societies and community is essential to achieving the desired goals and objectives in Nagaland.
People living with the TB often face stigma and discrimination hindering their access to healthcare and support. It is very crucial to address these issues and create an inclusive environment. TB is preventable and curable, which requires sustainable efforts to address the underlying causes and ensures access to quality care for all.
The Additional Secretary also urged the various stakeholders to support the efforts to end TB in Nagaland and to spread the message to their communities.
By working together, we can end the TB epidemic and save millions of lives. We all know only one person and only one organization cannot do things, but we join hands, we can fight together and we can end this TB, which is affecting our life.
About 500 Nikshaya Mitras are registered as of today in the state of Nagaland to support around 1,500 TB patients who are currently on treatment. Similar programs were also held across the districts with a call for collaborative efforts to eliminate the disease. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A total of 166 villages in Nagaland have been declared TB-free village. On the occasion of World TB Day today, 14 villages were awarded with TB-free village under the silver category and 126 villages under bronze. Marking the occasion, the award has been given out to these villages by the respective deputy commissioners at functions held across the districts. In a program at NIMSR Kohima, Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare Department, Dr. E. Motsatang Padon, said the award carries a certificate and a statue of Mahatma Gandhi. He informed that the bronze statue is given to villages for maintaining TB-free status for a year, while silver color for a consecutive 2 years. The gold color statue is given to villages for being TB-free for the 3 consecutive years. The principal director exuded hope that more villages from the state will be qualified for the awards next year.
The health functionaries at the village and sub-center, health and wellness center, are making substantial progress towards the elimination of TB. But the efforts made have to be measured and validated so that the panchayats villages can be declared TB-free. There are 6 indicators for submission of claims, such as presumptive TB examination, TB notification, success rate, UTST drug susceptibility test rate, Miksha Bhushan Yojana, then BMTB-MVA.
It may be mentioned that the TB Mukt Panchayat or TB Free Villages initiative was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2023, aiming to raise awareness about TB among rural population, eliminate stigma attached to the disease, and monitor and improve uptake of services. In an inspiring testament of resilience, ASHA worker Kenivonyo battled through the challenging TB disease and emerged triumphant. Sharing her journey through the World TB Day celebrations at Kohima today, Ms. Kenivonyo said initially she mistook her symptoms of fever, cough and loss of appetite and took individual medications. After her TB diagnosis, with an encouragement from her doctors, she completed the 7-month treatment course and successfully overcame the disease. She received essential nutritional and financial support during her treatment, which she highlighted as crucial for her recovery. Now TB-free, Ms. Kenivonyo actively engages in counseling and encouraging others, spreading awareness about TB and reaching out to patients who may be left behind. She stressed the importance of timely treatment and strongly urged all TB patients to ensure they complete their full course of treatment. And Dimapur ESC Litsenthang Kikon today acknowledged that cases of workplace sexual harassment often go unreported in the Naga society due to discomfort and lack of awareness. He was speaking at the sensitization program on the implementation of the Sexual Harassment at Workplace Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013. Mr. Kikon said departments have been urged to set up internal complaints committees to monitor and address instances of sexual harassment in the workplace. These 4-member committees should be headed by a woman president, and at least half of the other members should also be women. Speakers at the event called for strict enforcement of the law and regular awareness programs to empower women to report cases of harassment without fear. To end the news, the headlines here again. President Draupadi Murmu appeals women legislators to promote women working in various fields of life. World Tuberculosis Day being celebrated today. Health Minister J.P. Nadda says united efforts of citizens can create TB Mukt Bharat. Nagaland observes World Tuberculosis Day. And total of 166 villages in Nagaland declared TB free. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.